I'd like now to welcome Bob Funkhauser. He is president of the Santa Fe Table Tennis Club, and Scott Lindquist and Kali Goring, who are both table tennis players. And we are talking about the first Santa Fe Open Table Tennis Tournament, which is happening this coming weekend, Saturday, August 3rd, at the Genoveva Chavez Community Center. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah.
It's great to have you all. Now, let's talk for a moment about table tennis. I mean, ping pong is a serious international sport, though a lot of people may not know it.
That's right. Table tennis is the official name. Ping pong is kind of the common name. It's the game we all played when we were kids. We played in basements and garages and family events and so forth. Table tennis is a sport, and there's a way to learn the game. There are certain preferred strokes or coaching techniques or tournaments all over the world. International tournaments, there are senior tournaments, there are statewide tournaments.
Is it an Olympic sport?
It's an Olympic sport as well. In fact, a couple people, well, Ariel Singh from Palo Alto, California, did quite well this last Olympics. And we are having our first tournament coming up August 3rd. It's a USATT-sponsored tournament. And there's going to be some of the best players from New Mexico, Texas, a few from Colorado are coming. Going to be 36 players, and it should be a lot of fun.
Now, table tennis, I mean, when you think about different sports and what kind of skills you need for them, and track and field athletes have certain kinds of athletic bodies and tennis players, and then if you're going to do shot put, you need a kind of a different kind of physique. Is table tennis more flexible? I mean, do you see a lot of different types of athletes?
I think if you had a lineup of people and you tried to pick out the table tennis player, you'd fail. It's all over the board. There are tall people, there are fat people, there are short people. It's a great equalizer in the sense of young people can beat old people. I played a 12-year-old in Colorado.
That's true, just about everything.
Yes, especially table tennis. And strength is not a big issue, so men and women are also fairly equal.
Do they play against each other, or are they gender segregated?
It depends on the event. Very large events will have both, but in general, they're combined.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So how did all of you get into table tennis?
Well, they gave me a table for my 50th birthday, which is 8 years ago, and Bob and me are neighbors, so we play a little bit. We call it now a garage play or basement play. And then after a few years playing, I think we kind of had the desire to learn it a little bit better. So I thought, well, wouldn't it be fun if you found some real good Chinese player in Albuquerque or somewhere to give us some lessons and have some coaching?
Now, are the Chinese particularly known for table tennis?
In China, it's the biggest sport because Mao Zedong promoted it, and now the Chinese are the top in the world. I mean, there's nobody even close, getting close, except the Germans that get every now and then one in there. But there's 20 million people playing in China. There's registered players, like players that play tournaments and are in clubs, 20 million. So I think just about any pedestrian would just beat us.
Interesting.
And here in this country, it's only 8,000. So the United States is kind of like third world as far as ping pong is concerned. In Germany, it's very big too. So there's maybe 200,000 players there. Yeah.
Now, is in places where there's not a lot of room for athletic fields and stuff, is it more popular because it doesn't take up that much room?
In Africa, they play a lot of table tennis. In fact, one of the better players, probably the best player in the state, is from Ivory Coast, and he's a coach also. So, poorer countries, but also my heritage is Swedish, and the reason I started playing was I was playing soccer for a living. And it was something I could do to stay in shape. And I met a young guy from Sweden. And the Swedes, because they're closed in by darkness for about 6 months of the year, they play a lot of table tennis.
Right.
So it's a sport that fits into almost every culture for different reasons. But the truth is, it's just a heck of a lot of fun.
It's also not expensive.
It can be expensive. An average paddle, if you get into the higher-end paddles, can be up above $130.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a fabulous sport. Like, it is an equalizer. My partner in the Senior Olympics this year was, I think, 89. And she was fantastic. Her spirit and her enthusiasm for the sport really was fantastic. So
now, when you say partner, can you play doubles in table tennis?
Yes, you can play doubles and mixed doubles. Scott's talking about the Santa Fe Senior Olympics, which was held in April. And there we have singles, men's singles, women's singles, men's doubles, women's doubles, and mixed doubles.
Very interesting.
It's a lot of fun.
But the other great thing about table tennis is that you can find clubs wherever you go. I just came back from Alaska, and I played in Fairbanks. I played in San Francisco on my way back. And I've played in clubs in probably 15 cities, and it's fabulous. The challenges that you face in different places playing players that you have never played before, it's really fun. It's a very strategic sport, and I think that's why the Chinese do so well at it. You think ahead. It's like the chess. I believe it's the chess of sports. So it's good for people that have active brains, and it's good for your body. It's excellent.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, the way we played, you know, I had a ping pong table in the basement when I was a little kid, and my friends and I came and played ping pong, but we never got serious about it. I don't think we even knew that you could get serious about it, but at a higher level, is it athletic the way regular tennis is athletic?
It's very athletic, but in a different way than tennis. I think it's much more like chess, and it's much, much faster than tennis. So
right.
There's much more spin on the ball. At a higher level, it's all about spin. At what we call basement play, when we play ping pong in the garage, it's just about placement. And and we use Bob actually brought these two paddles here. And so in the old days, we would use this paddle here. It's called a heart bat, and it's just
hold it up to the microphone.
Just a piece of
so
wood
so that everybody can hear it.
Yeah, it's just a piece of wood with a knobby rubber, and the knobs are facing outside. And and so you can't you just place the ball with it, and you play flat. But on a higher level, and in the modern sport of table tennis, they put so much spin on it, and they have a totally different paddle that can do that. You know. And it gets very complex at a higher level because you have to understand the spin, you have to understand biomechanics, you have to understand, you have to read the spin, and all of this in hundreds of a second.
Right.
So it's so fast, yeah.
And from a physical point of view, I can say as a personal example, I'm 61 years old, and I'm in better shape now than when I was in my early 40s.
Because of table
tennis.
Because
of table tennis. I play 8 to 10 hours a week. And I've seen this with other people. We'll come into our club, and they'll be a little bit overweight, moving slow. And if they stick with it, within a year, you'll see a change. It's
now,
that good for you.
It must also be kind of a sense of community because you get to know all the other people in your table tennis club and league and whatnot.
Yes. Yes, in fact, I've made several good friends with the club. We have 16 members right now. The club has been in existence for almost 3 years. We play at St. John's College in the gymnasium. We also set up some tables at the Hanaviva Chavez Center on Thursdays. And Fort Marcy's had table tennis for quite a number of years on Mondays and Fridays.
So if people want to show up and learn the game, can they go to those places?
Absolutely, they can. And one central location to go to for information would be our website, which is sfttc.org, and we have our schedule there.
Let me guess, Santa Fe Table Tennis Club.
You got it.
.org.
That's right.
And so the first Santa Fe Open Table Tennis Tournament will be this Saturday, August 3rd at the Hanaviva Chavez Community Center. And what time is that at?
It starts at 9, and we're going to begin with doubles. And then single events is going to start probably around 11:30.
And people can come to watch. Can people still sign up, or is that closed now?
It's the registration is closed. We would take people on a wait, put them on the waiting list if they want to play.
Okay.
And but at this time, it's mostly to call attention that people can come and observe, make contact. If they want to give their email address, we'll put them on the mailing list and that kind of thing.
Is it fun to watch?
I think it's a lot of fun, but it might be a little bit hard if you're a real beginner to really appreciate all the intricacies of the sport.
Right.
But if you're a little bit of a player, I think you should watch and come, and it'd be really very interesting. You see some of the best players of the region playing in different styles. So.
And I think also you said that you had a table in your basement, and I had a table outside in California when I was growing up, and everybody's been touched by the sport in small ways. And a lot of people don't realize that if you come in and hit the ball with us, how much fun it is, not just in the immediacy of it, but where you can go with it and remembering the great times you had as a kid playing.
And it's the same little ball and the same basic size table and the same size paddles as we played in the 70s.
The ball's a little bigger. It used to be 38 millimeters. It's now 40 millimeters.
Oh, well, that's
but
really
different. The table's the same. The rules have changed slightly to make it more competitive. Like now, for example, we play to 11. We play a game used to be to 21. That's the old style, and you had to win by two. Now you play to 11. So we usually play best of five games. To 11 is a match.
Okay.
That's the way we do it.
So anything else that you want to let us know about table tennis in Santa Fe?
Well, I wanted to say that our club is becoming a 501c3 nonprofit. We're in the process of doing that. We welcome new players. We're trying to get as many people to come to the club as are interested. And we're also always looking for places to play. Our ultimate goal is to have our own facility with the key where we can play whenever we want. We're not there yet. We're using gymnasiums and community centers. But if anyone has a space that they know of that would be good, or they'd like to donate a space even, please contact us.
Bob Funkhauser is president of the Santa Fe Table Tennis Club. Scott Lindquist and Callie Goring are table tennis players. And for contact, what is it? SFTTC.org.
.org.
And do you want to give a phone number or anything?
You can email me, mesabob@gmail.com, or call my cell, 920-8593.
Well, thank you all very much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.